Then we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our heart. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus, and the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, it's just good to know the law. Good to know the law. Old people's years ago, they're going to bring up being born again. Being born again. Ain't nothing like being born again. Bless his holy name. We're still in our series, and still got my same theme. Told you when God gave it to me, I can preach anywhere in the Bible with this particular theme. God that needs nothing. Number 109. 108. Yeah, 109. 109. He doesn't need nothing from nobody. What type of God is this who needs nothing? How about open your Bible, if you will, to Luke 16. Beginning at the 19th verse. Beginning at the 19th verse. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purples and fine linen and filled sumptuously, I mean dressed up every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of souls and designed to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his souls. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comfort and thy atonement. And besides all of this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. And he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him in my father's house, For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one, everybody say one. If one went before them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. My brothers and my sisters, if you notice, a soul, God got me dealing with it. You just got to bear with me. I said, he got me dealing with it. He got me dealing with souls and salvation in the name Jesus. He got me on it. I can't get off it. I'm not trying to get off it. It's something that somebody need to hear. A man's soul, that's what God want me to show somebody, as long as I've been on it. A man's soul is so important to God. I can see now why John 3:16. I can see now why there is a John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The way this Bible read here, Jesus is man's last and only hope for his own soul. The way it read here, last hope for his soul. A soul, I don't find out, is important to Jesus Christ. It's so important until God sent his only. He didn't have but one. He didn't have twins. He didn't have no more sons, but this one right here, his only begotten Son for our salvation. Salvation must be important. First of all, the soul must be very important for God to send his only Son for our sinful soul. That way you got to look at it. Our sinful soul. And the way this Bible reads, it is nothing on this earth is worth then to die without Jesus. Nothing on this earth is worth than to die without your salvation. When you die without Jesus, you don't die without salvation. Heart of mine. And this is what God wants me to show somebody. We take our soul too lightly. We take Jesus too lightly. We take salvation too lightly. We take the church too lightly. Same thing Job was talking about in a sense. Take it too lightly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We stopped off on last Sunday telling you that man cannot earn salvation. It is a free gift of God just for the accident and receiving it by faith in the name of Jesus. And not how you feel, but faith in the word of God. God Almighty. You can't beat that nowhere. Can I say something, y'all? Just leave me alone. Just suppose you've been talking to somebody about salvation. They never give their life to Christ. Years have passed, and finally you give your life to him and die and go to heaven. Finally, die and go to heaven. This means, watch this now. Watch this. When he get to heaven, he'll be so joyful until it'll be speechless. I believe when you go to heaven, you forget about everything down here. I believe that. I believe when you go to heaven, it'll be a joy that you cannot explain. And if God would just allow this person that finally gave his life to Jesus and got to heaven. Can I say it like a woman? After he had met God and talked to Jesus and all that, the rest of them, and I can see him standing and looking and say, Jimmy led me to Christ. Wonder where he is. I'm so happy, I'm so joyful. I cussed him out 2 or 3 times, but I want to find Jimmy. All right. Can I fix it like a water? He went to Micah. Micah, have you saw Jimmy? Can't you see Micah said, what's so important about Jimmy? Oh, I'm about to get a happy seat. He told me about Jesus. I turned him down so many times, but I finally gave my life to Jesus. I want you to see him and just tell him, I thank you for telling me about Jesus. I just believe that. Can I say it like a woman? Have you saw your mama? I'm not worrying about mama. I'm not worrying about daddy. I want to see Jimmy. He told me about Jesus. And if he had not told me about Jesus, I wouldn't be in all of this joy. That's how important your soul is. God Almighty. It's very important. And my brother and sister, watch salvation. You got to watch it. God Almighty. It's so simple. God Almighty. A simple salvation. We are saved. My soul is what? Saved. The soul is the life of the life of a man. The soul is life inside a physical body. Soul is a spirit in the image of God. Adam and Eve are the only two souls went to heaven without sin. I better change that around. Only two went to heaven without being born. They didn't have no sin. They were the only two persons that came in the world without sin. Now mess with that. Let me say it again, make sure you got it straight. They are the only two persons that was born without sin. Everybody else came through a mama and a daddy. If you didn't, raise your hand.
All right.
and sisters. The only two was born without sin. They was born in sin, in a sense, but thank God they wasn't born the way we was born. They was not born, they was tricked into sin. Everybody said trick. They were tricked into sin. So all have what? Sin. And come short of the glory of God. It's a simple salvation. A simple salvation. Sin is the soul sickness unto death. Sin destroyed both soul and body. In hell. Everybody say hell. Without God. But with God, it is safe. With God, it's safe. Without God, it's lost. But with God, your soul is what? Saved. God Almighty. Paul, look at Luke 5, 31 and 32 for me. Thank you, ma'am. I need that.
And Jesus,
watch Jesus,
answering said unto them,
yeah,
they that are whole need not a physician.
Don't need one.
But they that are sick.
They that are what? You need a what? Read on, Paul.
I came not to call the righteous.
Yeah.
But sinners to repentance.
That's what I come for. If you're already saved, I don't come for you.
All right.
You already don't come up here with me. But if you're not saved, you are sick. I come at the sick. I'm the spiritual physician. I'm the spiritual doctor. I'm the only somebody can work on a soul. God Almighty. I'm a soul doctor. I come to give your soul life. You lost your life. When Adam and Eve messed up in the garden, and everybody comes from Adam and Eve. So every man needs to what? Repent. God Almighty. But some folks say, watch the devil now. The devil will tell you, you're all right. The devil will tell you a long time in your life if you don't watch yourself. Say, you doing about betting some church folks. They won't be lying all right, but everybody in church is not saved. You understand that? The devil got folks in church like everybody else got church in heaven. Sailing in every local church. Not fooling ourselves. God Almighty. And he got folks know how to carry on and put on. But being born again is something different from putting on. You love Jesus. And we brought it out of every day of our life. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters. The only two, or only those who realize their soul is sick will go to a great physician. You've got to find out that you're what? Sick. Spiritually what? Sick. And a lot of folks don't know they're spiritually sick. They go to a doctor when their body is sick, but they never think about their soul. If you without Jesus, your soul is sick, but you don't know it. Sick. It ain't bothering me. Well, I know it may be bothering you. But it's still what? Sick. And you need a doctor. And he the only one who can doctor on a sick soul. Only Jesus Christ. That's what he come in the world to do. To work on our soul. Lord Almighty. Bless his holy name. Paul, look at Romans 3:23. I like my strip. I like my strip. And you know I'm going straight on you. On myself and everybody else. Read, Paul.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
I never done nothing. Well, you calling God what? He just said and told us what? Not y'all, but what? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, every man on this earth needs to repent if they want to go to heaven. It's just that simple. Oh, boy. Every man. We don't talk about this enough. That means so many folk be deceived. I told y'all, you must go. When you come to a church, you ought to get the truth. Truth ought to be in Jesus' church. You hear everything on the street, on the corner, the barbershop, the beauty shop, everywhere else. But when you come to church, you ought to get the real truth. God Almighty. If I don't tell you the truth, you're going to lie on me. If I tell you the truth, you're going to lie on me. So God, I'm going to tell you the truth. I love your soul. God Almighty. Paul, how about reading Romans 6:14 and then the 23rd verse? Soul is important, boy. I mean, God been working with me on this. Important. Read, Paul.
For sin should not have dominion over you.
Yeah.
For ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Don't have dominion. Sin can't make me do nothing. God gave me power to overcome sin. Not perfect. I got an apostle. I can go to God and ask for forgiveness if I sin. But sin don't have no power over God's grace. Sin can't make me do what I don't want to do. The old folks I used to do, but I don't want to do it no more. Because I got what? Power over what? Sin. You don't dominion me anymore. I got power. Not boasting, but he give us power to overcome it. God Almighty. Paul, now look at 1 John 3:8. God Almighty.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
God Almighty.
For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Yeah.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
That's what he come here for. Yeah. To destroy the works of the devil. How you destroy the works of the devil, Jesus? Well, number one, when Jesus come in your life, where I used to help the devil, I don't help him no more. I'm one of them don't stop helping him. Now I'm fighting for Jesus. I'm on Jesus' side now. Not on the devil's side no more, because God have delivered me from his hand and his power. I've been delivered. Some old folks just said in a minute, boy, when I was a boy, I don't do what I used to do. Then they said to y'all. Boy, y'all saying amen mighty slack there. Them old folks were ashamed, boy. They said in a minute, I don't go where, but sometimes some old sister put their hands on it. I don't go where I used to go. In other words, I got Jesus on my side now. I used to obey the devil, but I don't obey him no more. Sometimes they go far enough to call the sin out, and you can get drunk, but I don't get drunk no more. I get drunk off the Holy Ghost now. Can you see all them things back there? You know what? I've been delivered now. But my hands are beginning it. Did you say them words, buddy? I know y'all young folks know nothing about it, but they used to say them words. And then just put their hands on their hip and say it. Let the devil know you ain't got no power over me no. God got me on his side now. I got a father able to keep me when I can't keep myself. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say hallelujah. When a man practices sin, that's his business. He don't love Jesus, but a folks just practicing. He don't want to practice no sin. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, being a preacher pastor, I have found out a man's soul is nothing to play with. Watch this now. A soul is a gift from God. If he does not put it back in the hands of God, he will lose it. I said, if you don't put it back in the hand of the Lord, he will lose his own what? soul. God Almighty. That's something to think about. He got to give back. Now, brother and sister, this is not a parable. I just got to reading it about. It's not a parable. This took place in real life. It's really happened. Because Jesus does not use names in parables. Brother Lazarus is in heaven right now. The rich man is still in hell right now. He had a chance, but he didn't want to take the chance. See, but Lazarus is all right now. Sick, didn't have nothing, poor, hungry, nasty, naked, but yet still he ended up where? In heaven. What you trying to say, brother? Because you're rich, that don't make you go to heaven in the house. Because you're clean in your body, that don't make you go to heaven in the house. Everybody that came from Adam and Eve, you got a nasty heart. And Jesus is the only one who washed the sin away from the heart. Oh, boy. We, Lord have mercy. We try to make a shortcut to heaven. Ain't no shortcut to heaven. It's only one way. And Jesus told us, you got to come by him. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, it is, as real Christians, it is the church of Christ's duty. Here it is real good. The church of Christ's duty unto God to make the sinner man know that he needs Jesus for his soul salvation. This is the church job. This is the church job. What, Reverend Walker? To let the sinner man know he needs Jesus for his Savior. That's our job. Everybody been born again. You ought to tell somebody about Jesus. That's our job. This news just too good to keep it to yourself. If God sent us an only son and he come in your life and change your life, you get joy on the inside. It ought to be so much of joy, I'm going to tell my neighbor about it. It ought to be so much of joy, I'm going to tell my friend about it. It ought to be so much of joy, I'm going to tell that sinner man about it. It give me joy. It'll give them joy. That's our job. Who else don't preach the gospel? Who else don't tell the world about Jesus except the church? That's our job. That's our job. To tell the world about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Listen at this. My brother and sister, remember I told you on last Sunday, if God would allow a person that we really know who have died and went to hell, and God will allow him to come back and tell us that he is in hell and tell us, please, don't come here. It is hot here and hot forever. Most of us right now will believe it. Most of us, councilman, will believe it right now. Won't you do it? Most of us will believe it. I know him. Yeah, we just run together. God sent him back to let us know where he went. He went to hell. He got to go back, but he's in hell now. And when he gets through telling us, he better not start preaching. Please don't come. There ain't but one way to get to heaven, that's through Jesus. I missed him, y'all. I missed him. I promise y'all, I missed him. I'm in hell, I promise y'all. He's talking to us. And all at once, Joe, God spat me right back. Gone, out of our sight. Where are you going? He gone back. He just told you, I'm going back. Now watch this. I'm lost. I'm giving my life to Jesus. You'll believe that. But why don't you just take it by faith? That's the preacher job. That's the church job. It's to let the sinner man know he lost. You got to show him he lost. Because if he once go to hell, he's there forever. But you believe him because he came down and you know him. And he told you about it. Well, why can't you just take it by faith? Mama. It's still real whether you believe it or not. Y'all, don't y'all get me wrong. You know what? This kind of gospel is not lackable.
You're right.
But it's so important.
You're right.
For your soul, for my soul. You just got to tell it like it is. And this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what he come for, to keep us from going to hell. Everybody say hell.
Hell.
You don't hear it in church no more. Very few churches say hell now. Purgatory or some kind of way going out of here. It's hell. They don't want to hear that word. But it's still there. God hasn't covered up with dirt. It's still there. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister. But thanks be to God. Thank God for his real preachers. And his church who preach the real truth of God's word. Paul, look at Romans 8 for me. Romans 10. 8 through 11. You got to get this stuff, brother.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee.
Nigh, next to you. Yes, sir.
Even in thy mouth.
In your mouth.
And in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach.
The word of faith which we what? Preach. Even in your mouth. In your heart. Your heart bringing out your mouth on system. Read on, Paul.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth.
Listen now.
The Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Saved. You saved. And when you saved, can't nobody unsave you. I don't care how they hate you, they can't unsave you. You are what? Saved. Look what he said. Pay for it. If you just what? Believe, confess with your mouth, Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised Jesus from the dead. Thou what? Shall be what? Saved. Saved. I'm saved. This God word, not Walker word, not New Bethlehem word, but it's God word. You got to believe it. I got to believe it. Read on, Paul.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness,
yeah,
and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
God Almighty. Y'all see that now? If I believe in my heart, I got salvation. Got salvation. That means I've been delivered. Yeah. Salvation means I've been delivered from the hand of the devil. I've been delivered out of hell. I don't have to go there now. Because I've been what? Delivered. Read on, Paul.
But the scripture said,
yeah,
whosoever believeth on him,
yeah,
should not be ashamed.
How many people you now, he won't give their life to Christ because they're what? Ashamed. Think now, ashamed of what? Think, ashamed of what? What? What you ashamed of? Hold on, my. Quiet, boy. What you ashamed of? Who gonna laugh at you? Nobody? But the devil, the saints will rejoice. Heaven will rejoice. Why are we so ashamed when it comes down to Jesus? The one who wakes us up in the morning.
Well,
the one who started us on our way. The one that's got in our house, our cars, our clothes. The one who's taking care of us. Why are we ashamed of it? Heart of mine. Read, Paul.
That's it.
That's it, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this now. Watch this. Y'all know I don't play with preachers and nothing like that. And watch this. When a preacher is careless with his own soul, you know he don't care nothing about yours.
All right.
They'll go with you. They'll do everything to drink with you. He careless with his own soul. He won't tell you the truth. He careless with his what? Own soul. You know he don't care nothing about yours.
Yes, sir. Mama.
Don't you want to hear the truth rather than a lie?
Amen.
Because we're going to boil down to that one day. While you're getting around and in your health and strength, everything going well with you, the devil makes you forget about your soul. God Almighty. Yeah. He careless. Now watch this now. I'm dealing with a preacher again. I got to print them up in. When a preacher start preaching most the thing that he wants to preach, he is really not God preacher. He belongs to the devil.
Amen.
And he just took up preaching. He just took up preaching. And I found out, I've been preaching long enough to know that, buddy. When you've been called by God, you don't just preach what you want to preach. We just read, find something. I believe they'll lack this and all that kind of junk. When you find a preacher that always ramming, trying to preach something he lack and he won't. Just about, he's not God preaching. God make you say things you don't want to say. Mind don't disturb some folk. You know it.
You're right.
Jesus said a lot of things made folks mad. But he had to say it. Just like a real preacher, you got to tell folks what? The truth.
Right.
Whether they shoot you or not, or hang you on a cross, but you got to tell them the truth, because God holds you responsible to tell them the truth. Amen. Can God trust truth with us?
Wow.
Truth is precious. You don't take truth lightly. It's God's sword. It's God's word.
Amen.
We take it so lightly. It ain't nothing to play with. And my brothers and sisters, our soul is the life in the body. And the word of God tells us it's not but one way, the only way to escape hell is Jesus Christ is Lord. Men take God's salvation too lightly. The devil wants people to think that God is trying to fool them or trick them of going to heaven.
You're right.
The devil put that mess in folks' mind. And my brothers and sisters, all God is saying, I gave man my best, my easy and simple way of love and peace and joy forever and ever. But if he neglect my great salvation, I have no other way for him to go to heaven. And the only way to get to heaven is through my son, Jesus Christ. No other way. I don't care what, and the world will bring some more ways to us, but I don't care how they come, Jesus is the only way. Paul, I want y'all to listen at this. Paul, look at Hebrews 2 and 3 for me. Now watch this, y'all, watch this.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
God Almighty. Listen to that. Yeah. How? Y'all see that? How shall we escape if we neglect so great of salvation? Escape from what? Hell. Escape from what? The lake of fire. Jesus is the only way to miss it. That's all he's saying. If we neglect Jesus, how in the world are we going to heaven? Lawyer, it's quiet in here. True. How? Think, how? How will I miss hell if I neglect Jesus Christ as my Savior? You don't have to pay a dime for it. It's free for the action and receiving it by faith. You can't beat that nowhere. How shall we escape? We need that so great of salvation. All God is saying, if we neglect or overlook Jesus,
all right,
who is man's great salvation? His soul will live in hell forever and ever and ever. God cannot lie.
All right.
Lord have mercy. Notice, how shall we escape hell if we neglect, if we ignore, if we disregard, if we overlook the great salvation? The real church is the witness. We are the witness that Jesus lived.
Amen.
Hold on, man. Paul, look at Matthew 7, 15 through the 23rd verse. And we'll close right there. My time probably up. Matthew 7, 15 through 23. God Almighty.
Mm. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
That's what it said then.
Yeah.
We're not the only one preaching a gospel. We preaching the gospel. They preaching a gospel. He told us what? To beware. That's my job as a pastor, to watch over the one he put over me, under me, their souls. Now watch this. And make it more plain. Now, just bless your heart. You know, it's a, you got three or four children out there, and they got to go to pathway where you go all the time, and you know a pile of rattlesnakes right there. You know it, but your children got to go that way. Get your, they don't know nothing about it. You gonna warn them. You know, you gonna warn them, Jesse. Cause we don't want your children to get bit by one. Way. No, they don't say no.
Okay.
Say it loud.
No.
Okay, yeah. That's my brother-in-law. I'm gonna get my sister to put him on here. I see that right now. No. No. Beware. Don't be ignorant, all God said. Don't you be ignorant. Everybody got a Bible in their hand. Everybody that has been called a priest is a lie.
All right. Amen.
Notice how they come. They come to what? Sheep closing. On the outside, they look like they're real, but on the inside, they're wolves. They come at soul. They belong to the devil. If they ain't telling you how to get to heaven through Jesus Christ, it's a false preacher. I don't care who he is.
Amen.
Ain't but one way to go to heaven, and that's here through Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Ain't no two ways. Ain't no three ways. Ain't no way in a half. It's just one way.
Preach it, brother. I don't care how they say they love you. That's how the devil come to you.
All right.
He come with lies.
Yeah.
A real preacher gonna tell you the truth.
Amen.
Cause there's nothing to play with. This is your soul you're playing with. Your soul you playing with. When you once get to hell, you can't come out no kind of way. You there forever. That's what it's all on. The devil won't. He wants your soul. Jesus wants your soul. And the devil wants your soul. Who are you going to give it to now? You don't have to do nothing. I mean nothing to go to hell.
Amen.
Just live. That's all. But if you want to go to heaven, you've got to talk to Jesus.
Right.
You've got to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He'll save you. I don't care how bad you think you are. If you want to get saved, he will save you. You can't get too bad for Jesus to save you. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. If he got me, you know good well he'll save y'all. Why Paul said he was the chief of sinners? I fought the church.
All right.
I killed church folk until I met Jesus. When he met Jesus, he fell in love with Jesus and all the church folk and everybody else. Lord of mine. This is what I come from. This is what the church needs to know. We need to know what Jesus come in this world for. Your soul is very important. Lord Almighty. Bless His holy name. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall we escape hell? Neglect or ignore hell? You can't make it without Jesus Christ. The real church is the witness. Paul, did you ever get something?
No, son, I didn't finish.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Ye shall know them by their fruits.
God Almighty.
Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles?
You shall know them by their what?
Fruits.
You go to a peach tree and see some cuckabugs on it, you know something wrong. Can I say cuckabugs? Something wrong. Go to a fig tree and got some acorns on it.
All right.
Something wrong, Skip. When somebody come to you and tell you there's another way to get ahead, you say, get away from me, devil. I dare you, tell me.
All right.
If anybody come to you and tell you there's another way to go to heaven, you're looking dead in the eye. Say, I rebuke you, devil, in Jesus' name.
This is Carol Lott,
that's the devil talking to you.
Carol Lott, number 1710.
We think the devil don't have preachers. He got preachers like God got preachers.
Yes, he does.
Got big churches. Mega churches. I mean big old churches. I ain't down to nobody. They everywhere. Little churches, small churches, middle-sized churches. They everywhere. Jesus got them everywhere. The devil got them everywhere. You're the one got to believe. If there's any way to go to heaven without Jesus, if they teach you that, there's a devil. I don't care who he is. I don't care how happy he gets. I don't care how long his robe is. I don't care how many of the cross he got on. I don't care all of that. See, the devil, he dressed up everything but the right thing in his heart.
All right. There you go.
His heart messed up, but he come up on the outside. He won't fucking know. I know the Lord. You know, all that kind of stuff. But if he ain't bringing this, I'm telling you right now, I don't care how he look. I don't care how pretty she may be. It's the devil.
All right.
I don't care how many members they have, it's the devil. He told us not to be ignorant. Be aware of them. If they don't bring the way to get to heaven through Jesus Christ, it's the devil talking to them. Don't take that lightly. I don't care how smooth they're talking, how important they look, all that kind of stuff. He come any kind of way to fool us. I know it's not popular.
Preach, Reverend.
Ain't nobody going to hell because I send you, buddy. Lord. And Lord, Reverend Walker. I know you. Reverend Walker, on your line, on Reverend Walker. I love your soul. I love your soul. If I didn't, I'd bring mess to you. The church got to know something about salvation. They got to know it through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ. We're preaching everything but salvation now. Jesus, you're preaching everything but salvation. You got to preach salvation. That's the only way to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Oh, don't mind. Bless his holy name. There's the only way a man can escape hell. He got it simple and plain. You got through, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
Yeah.
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Evil fruit, see, is evil. It looks smooth, it looks good, it may smell good. But it's evil, the real thing about it is what is evil, it's corrupted. Good tree can't bring bad fruit.
Amen.
And you saying, I know Jesus, but you're talking about the devil talk. Something wrong somewhere. Oh, read on, Paul. I'm going to get through him.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit.
Uh-huh.
Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Y'all see that now? The devil can't bring no good fruit. Ain't no good in him. He just a devil. He just a devil. Now, he can put on like he all right.
Amen.
But he just a devil. You shall know them by their fruit. God, sometimes their lifestyle. Sometimes what they're saying, how they live.
Yeah.
We ain't going around judging nobody, but if you see it, you just see it. If you know it, you just know it. And this way, the main thing, the way they come to you talking. That's how you watch it, how they come to you. If you're trying to slide you in heaven without Jesus, you know, I don't care how smooth it is. I don't care what you say, how you fix it. If you're trying to carry you to heaven without Jesus, it's a devil.
All right.
Look dead in, looking dead in the eye and say, devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to tell him. Read on, Paul.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down.
Be cut out.
And cast into the fire.
Y'all see that now? They're going to cast it, you know, throw it into the what? The lake of fire. That rich man went to hell. You can call the parable all you want. Ain't no parable. He went to hell. He in hell right now. God Almighty. Cast into the lake, boy. The lake of fire.
Mm.
What I'm saying, lake. Damn, I don't say lake like that, but what I'm saying, lake. Ain't funny, but I'm just saying that.
You're right, bro.
Cast into the fire. Think about a lake on fire. Think about just a lake with fire in it. God, notice something strange about it. Something strange about this. See, God ain't gonna lay them in the lake of fire. He gonna cast them in the lake of fire. That's low down. I gave you a chance. You didn't want it. Yeah, just like mama knows. Sometimes mama knows. Mama, I don't eat that. You know, my mama said, you'll eat it before you leave here. If you don't eat, don't you ask for nothing else. If you don't want Jesus, don't ask for nothing else.
All right.
I ain't got nothing for you. God said, I gave you my best. And if you don't want him, I have nothing left for you. You're going to wish you had a got it. God Almighty. Read on, Paul. Quick.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
You shall know them, see. Go on, Paul.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Y'all see that now? Everybody said, Lord, Lord, don't know Jesus.
Mm-mm.
The devil is a deceiver. That's what we got to match. He
Amen.
Is a deceiver. That's how you got to get in there and get your attention. But you got to watch what he said. That'd be good to know the scripture for yourself. You know when the devil talking to you. I don't care who it is, your kinfolk, your uncle, your aunt, your mom, your dad, or whoever, your brother. If they come to you and say, there's another way to go to heaven, it's a devil talking to you.
Amen.
You tell them Reverend Walker said it. It's a devil talking to you. God ain't going to come to you like that. Read on, Paul.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day,
Lord,
Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Looking at that.
And in thy name have cast out devils?
Listen at that.
And in thy name done many wonderful works?
All that, but yet still a devil. The devil came out to fool folks. He slick. He got his false prophets.
Amen.
They agree together. I'm going to come out, Jimmy. But you know, it's just deceiving. Come out him in the name of Jesus. He may come out. But yet still, he is still the devil. He ain't got saved yet. God Almighty. Wonderful work. They do wonderful work. They're going to leave all they can out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Help you out, feed you. The devil do anyway, anything to get your soul. Yes. Give you some groceries, buy you some clothes. They do all that. I ain't doubting nobody. Now I'm trying to get you to see my point. That is not salvation.
Right. Amen.
I'm trying to show you a point. That is not doing good work. It's not salvation. Amen. They do good work to kind of gain folks to them.
All right.
But no, that's not salvation. Salvation is what I just told you. If thou confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved from hell. Saved from the lake of fire. Read on, Paul.
And then will I profess unto them,
yeah,
I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Ain't that bad to say? You're going to come to him and look for Lord, Lord, I never knew you. Get out my way. I've got other folks to talk to. Get out my way, she. I ain't trying to make it all sound funny, but get out my way. I've got other folks to see. See, your work is sinful. Your work was no good because you didn't know me. You did it through yourself, not me. You never met me. God Almighty. I don't see, let me say it like this, y'all. I don't see your name nowhere. Your name ought to be here. And let me say this, I'm going to close. Y'all know that lie that fella told back here? It's kind of funny, but I'm going to tell you again. That man, you know, he died and he got to the gate, knocked on the door, of heaven, and when he knocked on the door, the angel came to the door. He said, "Who are you?" "My name's John. I pay my tithes." He said, "Okay, let me see, John. Hold a minute. John. I pay my tithe, John. I don't see your name nowhere, John. I pay my tithe. My name, John. Okay, I'm going to try and get a John on. But I don't see your name nowhere. I pay my tithe. Wait, hold a minute. I'm going to lock the door real quick. I'll be back." I've got to lock the door, you know. He went and talked to the Lord about it. He said, "Lord, John out there, he said he pays tithe, but I don't see his name nowhere. I looked all over this thing." He said, "Let me look at it." Jesus said, "Yeah, there it is right there. John, 10 cents. Give John his 10 pig and tell him go to hell." Him is only through Christ. Without money, if you never pay no tithe, if you save, you save.
All right.
Let us stand. I know you got to take the Lord's Supper, but let us stand. Well, I wish I had another hour to preach. I just wish I had another hour to preach. I know y'all go home on me, but bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. I have to open the doors of the church. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. I know we're going to take the Lord's Supper, but somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Hallelujah.
I just told you how to be saved. If you need Jesus as your Savior, it's simple. Just believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Believe that in your heart and confess it with your mouth. The Bible said it. Thou shalt be saved. Somebody may want to come by Christian Expense or by letter. Just don't leave out here lost. Somebody may want to just join this church. But just don't leave out here lost. That's all I'm trying to get you to see. You ain't got to be a member here. Get saved and go where you want. Go with your mama, with your auntie, with your sister. But go to a church where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I tell you. I want you saved. Regardless of whether you stay here or not, I want you saved. That's my job. That's my job. I know His saving power in Jesus because I'm saved myself. I'm not boasting. By His grace, He saved me and didn't call me to preach. It saved me to save you.